Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I just kind of like, hey, you know, I know this great secondary coach. You know, I wonder if he'd be interested in coming back. And I didn't know. I didn't know because he's pretty happy out there. He's got the grandbabies. But his first. I think his answer was, you know, when do we start? You know, let's get back to it. So that's Chuck.
That's John Harbaugh speaking. I think it was at the owners' meetings when he spoke about Chuck Pagano, and Chuck Pagano in the fold as senior coach for the Ravens. And unlike Dean Pease the year before, he's here for all the offseason, even before training camp, so he can help with the whole offseason plan. And Chuck Pagano, a guy that we talked about a year ago when before they even brought Dean Pease in. Well, now
we wanted him before they did.
Yes, we did. We did. We were a year ahead of the curve. So Chuck Pagano in the fold. How much do you think Chuck Pagano is worth to the Ravens?
You know, it's interesting. Like we start to live in, well, we live in a world where certainly what used to be considered, I guess, forward thinking or progressive or advanced stats have become more and more norm, right? So in baseball, we've learned to think in terms of war. Although I have to say, over time, like when I hear so-and-so is a 40 war player for his career, I still don't quite know what to make of that. But like season to season, I kind of get it.
Well, I guess then, it's the combined number.
But I just haven't thought of it long enough to know like what a great career war is. Like I know, again, in a one season sort of stretch. But regardless, it kind of got me thinking too about EPAs and overall efficiencies in football and how it was a tale of two seasons for this defense. And then, yeah, like I wonder, you know, what a great defensive, or I shouldn't call him a defensive coordinator, but having another great defensive mind in your defensive coordinating room, what that could be worth over the course of a season. Now, football is very different than baseball in that they play far fewer games. And some of these games, let's face it, it's haves and have not. So a Chuck Pagano, you know, against the Cleveland Browns next year, although they might find a way to lose at Cleveland anyway because they just do that.
They do that, yeah.
But, like, you know, so then you start thinking, where could it really matter? But, like, could he be worth a win? Could he be worth a win and a half? Having him in the fold this whole period of time, becoming sort of one with Zach Orr and maybe having enough time to, like, these two are going to get to know each other by the time the season starts, and he's going to have a read on him, and I think he'll know there's certain ways to pitch things or certain ways to maybe posit things in a way that Zach Orr might be receptive to, and then there's other ways that he might find maybe a little more threatening or a little more over the top. Like
I'll take it a step further. I bet he already knows. He's been in the building. Like I saw Chuck Pagano. We went to that the draft luncheon. He was in the building. Like he's been there for a long time.
Right. So them being able to get sort of all that getting to know you stuff and figuring you out stuff and comparing notes and, you know, exchanging ideas, you're going to have already figured a lot of that out, whereas it was very different with Dean Pease parachuting in here when he did. And Dean Pease is just it's a different demographic than Chuck Pagano. Neither one's a threat in that they're, you know, wannabe head coaching days and wannabe running defensive days are probably behind him. But like Dean Pease is just, I mean, Dean Pease is old enough to be my dad. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a different.
He's retired like seven times.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a different dynamic.
And
than
by the
Chuck.
Way, he's still in the building as well.
Yes. Right. Right. But in more of a role that's probably conducive to where he's at in his career versus what he was last year versus what Pagano is now. So I think all that in its totality, can that help them prepare to face an elite offense and maybe beat an elite offense that to this point they haven't? Like, could he contribute in a way that they win at Kansas City or win at Cincinnati in a way they haven't been able to before? And something that he suggests or something that he's sort of the genesis of, whether it's a technique thing or a scheme thing or a personnel thing, like, could that be the difference in winning one game you might otherwise not win? And we know that could be the difference between getting a bye week and not.
Well, I can guarantee you this, and we're about to go over the ugly numbers of the first nine games of last year in terms of pass defense. Chuck Pagano would have made an impact during that time if he was here. You would not have seen all of these coverage busts and guys not knowing where they're supposed to be. That would not have happened. But spinning it forward to 2025, I think Chuck comes in at a really good time because, like pretty much every Ravens secondary in recent memory, there's a lot invested into this in terms of money, in terms of draft capital. You just selected Malachi Starks with the first round pick. Kyle Hamilton is about to reset the safety market, former first round pick. Nate Wiggins entering his second year, first round pick. Marlon Humphrey, way back when, first round pick. They have a lot of talent, and the majority of those guys are young players still developing. So I think Chuck Pagano is going to help a ton in that area.
Yeah, Chuck Pagano should be huge. By the way, OTA is going on at the Castle as we speak, and those not seeing this, according to our friend Jess Rebeck from Athletic, no Lamar Jackson, no Rashad Bateman, no Kyle Hamilton, no Sanusi Kane, no Chidobe Awuzie, Jay Kummel, Emory Jones obviously has the shoulder, he's not there, Kyle Van Noy, Ben Cleveland, Ronnie Stanley, Nnamdi Matabike, Daniel Falele back though after not being there for the media availability portion last week. So one addition, but a lot of subtractions.
Me no care.
And it's OTA. Oh,
that's your favorite topic, right? Who's not there?
Now, do we think that this is why these are open?
Oh, I absolutely think
so. Now that Harbaugh knows every time somebody's not there, it's going to be in the media?
Yes, I do. I do.
Because I can't really think of a whole lot of other reasons why, after having decades of it being done one way, they now have all of a sudden reversed it.
And what's interesting,
can you think of another reason?
I can't come up with any reason.
Now, that's the reason.
Yeah, it's got to be that. What, this is year 17 for Harbs? Yeah. And he's just now opening up all of these? And they had actually
because what
really
you get
good
to see, it never mattered,
zero.
And it still doesn't matter.
Zero. Like, for the young guys, it's good to be in the building, like like to get your feet wet, like, especially the rookies. But like
you don't think it's like they're just like, well, we just want the media to have more access and more opportunities to talk.
Oh, yeah, because that's how they do things.
They love when takes pictures and videos.
Maybe that's a six-pack for later this week. Yeah. Six-pack, six real reasons why OTAs are now open.
Yeah.
I like that.
Maybe Friday? Mm. I'm going to put it in my little notepad here. Not the one a bet pad. This is the one a bet.
Yeah, thank you.
A man of many notebooks.
Yeah.
Old school.
Tuesday show, by the way, Orioles play at 9:30 tonight.
Appropriate notebook.
Start a three-game series against the Seattle Mariners this evening. Baltimore baseball tonight, Bone and
Ryan Ripken.
And Ryan Ripken tonight at 6 o'clock. So you'll have that to get you ready for Oriole baseball. It's Sagano and George Kirby, your pitchers, 9:40 first pitch for Orioles and Mariners. But guest-wise, we'll talk to another member of our BBT crew. Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joins us at 3. Cordell Woodland, our own Cordell Woodland, talk OTAs and Orioles with him at 5 o'clock. And Fox 45 Sports' is Morgan Atsit at 5:30.
Big show. I forgot what I was going to say. Something about Bone. Oh, Bone brings a bazooka to a gunfight when it comes to appropriate notebooks. He doesn't understand.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand what notebooks are appropriate for what.
But then you thought I went too far.
Then you
brought a ridiculous notebook. Notebook's funnier than St. Elmo's
then
fire.
You brought, what were those things you used to, like, they weren't.
Post-its?
No, they weren't fireworks, but like people would use, like you'd throw them on the ground and they'd
the
like
popper
pop,
things.
Like you'd
I know
throw
what you're
them
about.
And they'd,
yeah.
About. Yeah, you brought those to a war and then you brought a knife to a gunfight. And then you brought a bazooka to a family picnic.
are you shocked that he makes
that he doesn't know which notebooks go with which setting?
Does he just doesn't know? Just leave it at that. Bone doesn't know.
Bone doesn't know. Any chance that they're going to replay your BBT like again at like 8:45 to 9:30 with the late start?
Yeah, you could do that.
They should double dip it.
You can't take time away from infinity.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
That's a great point.
Apparently not these days.
No. Coming up
next. I hear it sounds amazing in Detroit.
Yeah. By the way, at 2:30, we had Brittany Giroli and Ken Rosenthal, a double dip of athletic MLB writers, who had some very interesting things to say about the Orioles. That'll be at 2:30.
Hot fire.
Yes, but coming up next, Ravens defense stunk. The first part of the season. How broken was it? We're going to tell you next.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Next year on The Fan.
Shoot, we had the weekend. We was up here. You know, coach, especially, Harbs and the defensive coaches, we were in, man, just trying to go back through from day one, just all our teach tapes, all our coverage slides, and just see what details that might have got missed or what details you might need to tweak.
These wins are getting harder to enjoy. based off what we're doing in the past defense. You know, I feel like when I was a rookie, first-year guy, second-year guy, the vets I looked up to, the standard that was there, in the past defense, we really lost that standard, and, you know, I feel like that falls on me. And, you know, we're going to keep chasing at it. We're going to keep working at it because I'm not really satisfied with what I've built in the secondary.
So that was Zach Orr the week after the Bengals home game week 10 and Marlon Humphrey right after the Bengals game week 10. The Ravens were 7-3 after the first 10 games of the season. But, man, this defense was brutal, culminating in that 35-34 win over the Bengals on a Thursday night where it seemed like Ja'Marr Chase had about 700 yards in receiving, and yet they still found a way to win the game. So just how bad was this defense?
I mean, it was as bad as any defense in the NFL in the first half of the season defending the ball in flight. And you could talk about what they did on the ground, but you didn't have to run the ball on them much to put up yards. And a lot of the game scripts were set up so that throwing the ball made more sense anyway because the offense was so ridiculously prolific. You knew you had to keep up with it. And the only way to keep up with it is to get chunk yards through the air at like whenever you wanted them. So why worry about volume in the run game? Yeah, I mean, I think we tend to gloss over things or sugarcoat it a little bit as we you know, watched how the season evolved and Marlon ends up playing at an all-pro level and the defense ends up stabilizing and they end up, you know, going pretty deep in the playoffs. But it was ugly. I mean, they had to make corrections at every level. Some of them were injury-based, right? I'd say the front, defensive front, the biggest change is Michael Pierce started playing a whole lot of football in the second half. He came back. He played more than I think some of us thought he might, given how much time he missed. And he was impactful. He helped change them up front. And then once they got decent coverage in the back, I think guys like Van Noy could get home a little bit more and they could, you know, take their chances rushing the passer. Trenton Simpson basically got demoted. And then the secondary got completely flipped on its head, mm-hmm. right? I mean, both safeties were previously starting safeties were chucked out. Kyle Hamilton got moved back there. His role changed. I think Wiggins played a little bit more. Marlon played more in the slot because a lot of times Kyle Hamilton was 25, 30 yards downfield. There was a lot of recalibrating that when Brandon Stevens went from a guy who played every snap to a guy who you're trying to find ways to keep off the field.
Yeah. Guy who played was good to a guy who wasn't.
So all that was going on, and I just, you know at the middle of the season, they were the worst pass defense in the NFL when they played man, and they were the worst pass defense in the NFL when they played zone. And you really only have two options.
The numbers were insane going back and looking at it. They gave up through the first 10 games 294.9 yards passing per game. They almost gave up 300 yards passing per game. They gave up 30 more yards passing than the second worst pass defense in football. Most touchdown passes allowed through that time. And you look at the numbers that Burrow and Chase put up. Ja'Marr Chase, 457 yards receiving. That's the most player had against any
team. That's like
team
playing on Madden.
A single
That's not real.
Season.
He's playing on Madden, but not with the 5-minute quarters. Yeah, it's like playing on Madden with 10 or 15-minute quarters.
Joe Burrow, 820 yards, 9 touchdowns and a pick. And, of course, Cincinnati ended up getting swept. But I think that was obviously rock bottom for this defense. And for them to bounce back in the way that they did over the final 7 games of the season. Zach Orr deserved a ton of blame and got some for that run, but he deserves a ton of credit for that turnaround.
Well, and this also tells you how broken it was and how it was a culture thing and an interpersonal dynamic thing and a communication thing. They turned it around. The defense became a strength. Individuals like Van Noy and Pierce and Marlon had standout seasons and did better than we would have thought was possible at the middle of the year. And they still fired the linebacker coach and they still fired the secondary coach.
Yes, they did. Dean Pease's
That's how
kid.
Bad it was.
Dean Pease's
Pease
kid
went
is
into
now
a different role and they got Chuck Pagano in here.
And Pease's kid is now one of the on the coaching staff.
Yeah. So, like, it was threatening to... As great as that offense was, this was so bad it was threatening to undermine that.
Well, we just kept saying if this defense could be below average,
yeah,
you
could
would
they
take
be 20th because they instead were, of 32nd? Because, imagine.
Because they were horrible. And then those final seven games, they were, I believe, the best defense in several different categories. From going worst to first.
And here's what's crazy. We expect them, assuming health, and with the addition of Pagano and the addition of Malachi Starks and Mike Green, we expect them to be like better this year.
Well, I think I hope they have playmakers in the playoffs.
It's a nice thing to be there, though, because we just assume they're going to be in the playoffs.
You've got Lamar Jackson, yes. You're going to be there. And he's healthy, you're going to be there. Right, so I think it comes down to what kind of a playoff defense is this? Is it an opportunistic, determined one that can build pressure without having to scheme it up or go to theatrics? Or is it one that has to rely on a lot of smoke and mirrors and has to rely on a lot of scheme and doesn't have individuals on the edge who make you worry, in which case great coordinators and great quarterbacks with a season on the line and a week to prepare, especially if they're in their own place, might be able to pick you apart a little more than you'd like.
I think it extends to the regular season, though, too, Jason, because this defense didn't force any turnovers last year. That was an issue where you forced the most in 2023 and you're among the worst last year.
Coming up Absolutely. Next, we switch to baseball, and Mike Bordick's going to join us at 3 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the Orioles, but we had a double dip of Athletic MLB writers yesterday. Bricciaroli early, Ken Rosenthal late. They had some very interesting things to say about the Orioles as we head close to the trade deadline in a lost season. And what did they say? You'll hear next here.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. And make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I'm a fan. Yesterday, we had the distinct pleasure of having an athletic MLB double dip. Ken Rosenthal and Brittany Giroli both joined the show talking about the Orioles. And let's start with Ken Rosenthal. And we asked him how confident Oriole fans should be that Mike Elias can get things right here.
Well, the first test comes at the deadline. And obviously, the last two deadlines as buyers have not been too good. And even one as a seller, I believe when they traded Mancini and all that, yeah, came out okay, but it wasn't the greatest of circumstances. So you ask how confident they should be. Their confidence, if they're fans of the team, should be, I guess, somewhat punctured by all this.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Jason, I'm not going to go as far as you have in just declaring this whole thing a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are problems. And yes, he's made a good number of mistakes. But he's still a major league general manager. He's still been capable of doing some good things. And I'm anxious to see how they handle this from here. Not just the deadline, but the hiring of a permanent manager. What are they going to do there? And just in general, how far they go about it. But if your confidence, if you're talking about the confidence of fans in this regime, it's got to be less than before. There's no doubt about that.
So he, as he said, not willing to go as far as you are, calling it a complete disaster, but can't be as confident as people were. Remember the whole walk with Elias thing about, I guess, 2 years ago, where essentially he couldn't do any wrong?
Look, there was a point in time where nobody was a bigger true believer than me, but there's a body of work going back three trade deadlines that started to show that this guy was not only overmatched, but he was so in love with the idea of being the smartest guy in baseball that he was willing to let his own sort of theories and extreme sort of the extreme zealot to these philosophies that he was. That was more important than adapting, having a sense of urgency, meeting the moment, and trying to actually build the best front office he could to therefore build the best roster and best teams that had the best chance of winning in October that he could. We all know in this room, he'd rather be right at this point than win. He's proven that years, plural. And I do think it's irreparably broken. And I don't think this guy can come close to fix it. But what we don't know is clearly his esteem has dropped in the eyes of ownership. How far? To what degree? How quickly will they be willing to act? I don't think anything's going to happen before the deadline unless this team gets back to winning one of every four games. And if that happens over a period of time, then they might be forced to do it. But with the deadline being where it is and the draft being where it is, he's probably here till the end of the season. Now, will they be willing to make a decision a week after the season based on what they think they got at the deadline and what other guys are available and what have you? I don't know. And I also think Mike Elias is going to have a hard time getting a GM job after this. We'll see. I think he's going to have to go back to being a scouting director or an assistant GM. I don't think his next job is as a GM, but I could be wrong.
Ultimately, the biggest question is, can Mike Elias have a recalibration of how he operates? And when he had that press conference 3 days after he fired Brandon Hyde, talking about looking inward, what can we do to change? We realize that we really messed up this past offseason. Trade deadlines, of course, beyond that. But can there be a recalibration? And that's just where I question that, because he's just been very dug in. We've seen now in year seven doing it his way.
Well, just one little blip. Not the end all and be all, but if we're talking about changing our ways, Colton Cowser missed over 60 games. Colton Cowser played 3 games at Norfolk.
He's back.
So that feels to me like, boy, that's what they've believed in forever. Maybe somebody like Brian Ewald, who'd been in the league for 40 years, felt like, I don't know. Maybe we're not giving these kids enough time. That's why he's not here. Who knows? They never said anything. Never explained it.
More from Ken Rosenthal. How does the industry view Mike Elias right now?
Well, first of all, I'm not so sure the industry's opinion on any one GM, manager, player matters, but it's a fair question. And I would say this, and I started hearing this during the offseason. There are people in the industry who question his ability to put together a major league roster. Mm-hmm. Now, he certainly did a good job drafting and developing in the rebuild. I don't know that anyone can question that. Although, yes, you could look at it right now and say you'd rather have Bobby Witt Jr. than Adley Rutschman. Mm-hmm. We can go back and forth on that. Actually, I wouldn't take that much back and forth. We'd rather have Bobby Witt. But at the same time, that's been the rap. And until he proves otherwise, until he puts together a championship caliber team, if he even gets that opportunity, that's going to be the question, because they were right on the verge of doing some special things. And had they made certain other decisions than the ones that they made, they might be in position to do those things. And instead, we've seen this crash.
So, he did couch it by saying sometimes it doesn't matter, but then he went on to kind of tell us that the industry has sort of soured on Mike Elias.
Like I said, it'll be telling. He's not going to be the GM here forever. So whether he's fired before the deadline or the day after the season ends or 2 weeks after that or sometime next year, we'll see how much his star has fallen. We'll see how many buddies he has and cronies he has around the league and who's willing to break his fall. I don't think he goes from getting fired here to interviewing for other GM jobs, but we'll see.
Well, it has been really interesting just hearing how the tone has changed when we have on these national guys like Ken Rosenthal over the past couple of years. He's on top of the world. They always talk about the Jim Bowden quote, the eating crab cakes in October, every October with you guys. And then the last time we had Bowden on, he said, yeah, Mike Elias is on the clock.
Britt Ciroli joined us yesterday as well, and we asked her what her thoughts were on the way the Orioles handled the Brandon Hyde firing.
I think, I talked about this several weeks before it happened, but it was always going to be Brandon Hyde that wore it first. Mm. And certainly, I think the big problem lies in the front office, and that's no secret. They are responsible for putting the team together. I don't think when you look at that roster and look at the additions they made, especially on the pitching side, that anybody could have managed this team to all of a sudden be a first place team. Now, I do think when they kind of reach a point where they have to make a change, that's always the manager, especially because keep in mind, they got rid of Hyde's staff at the end of last season. So that was kind of a warning shot. I remember texting somebody else in media and saying, okay, well, what happens if Hyde is fired mid-season? Yeah. They have a whole bunch of coaches with no experience. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, I didn't think that he would be fired before Memorial Day, but you kind of saw that as the first warning shot that this wasn't a perfect marriage anymore between Hyde and Elias. It was, we're going to take some of your coaches off the staff. We're going to get rid of some of these coaches, and we're going to bring in who we want to bring in. And a lot of those guys, good guys, did not have the experience necessary. So this, in my mind, really started when they got swept out of the playoffs last year.
So, yeah, she mentions a bunch of things. By the way, Freddie Gonzalez just took a job with the Braves, so he's now their third base coach. They demoted their previous third base coach, but they took the experienced guys off his staff, so you have a naive coaching staff. Nobody left to mind the store when you get rid of Brandon Hyde.
This has always been an extreme Mike Elias production, never more so than going into this year. The power grab started in the offseason when they kept people in that building outside of baseball operations who Mike Elias went to bat for. And not only did many of them keep their jobs, some of them got even more power. You saw it when they pushed out a training staff and brought in another one. You saw it when he pushed out Freddie Gonzalez and replaced him with a guy who never coached anything and just stopped playing for Mike Elias not that long ago. The tentacles were everywhere. They set it up so that if this team picked up where it left off, not only would Brandon Hyde and Cousins and the other semblance of experienced guys be gone, but you would have even more extreme puppets in their place. Like, nothing is an accident. This stuff is planned out. And I was talking about who they're going to replace Freddie Gonzalez with. It'd be great if they got somebody who's coached somewhere else before. So when Brandon Hyde gets fired, because I'm the only one in this building who thought Brandon Hyde said many times, Brandon Hyde ain't making it through this season. The next guy up would be great if he actually knew what the hell he was doing. They set it up intentionally with intent so that the next guy up had no clue what he was doing, and whatever minimal pushback they got from Hyde is eliminated.
I would argue, and I thought that Elias said as much on that media tour, I don't think Elias thought there was any conceivable way this season that he was going to have to fire Brandon Hyde. And that way he brought in all these naive guys because Brandon Hyde was going to manage his team and come hell or high water because it was never going to get as bad because he mapped it out for 7 years and it was never going to get as bad.
He mapped it out. He also lived through the last 2 months of last year.
Yeah, but he didn't think it was going to continue.
I don't
think
bad luck, Jason.
That's right. I think he was.
There had to be a part of him that knew. If this picks up where it left off, I'm firing the manager. I'm not firing myself. I'm firing the manager.
Yeah, but I don't think he fired the manager until ownership made him fire the manager.
I think that's another part,
I don't think he was ever planning to fire the manager until it got so bad that they said, you got to fire him.
Did they have to push Freddie Gonzalez out?
No.
Who pushed him out? Do you think that was the billionaire?
I'm not arguing any of that with you. He did that on purpose, but it wasn't so that the next guy would have no experience because he never thought there was going to be a next guy.
I don't know.
Like he just told us on the media tour that this isn't Brandon Hyde's fault. Brandon Hyde's fine. This isn't him. And then ownership said, you got to get rid of that guy.
Until something had to change.
Yeah, well, the ownership told me something had to change because something changed between the relationship of Mike Elias being the guy who's the best guy in the world. David Rubenstein told us this guy's the GM of the year. He's got it mapped out.
Got it all penciled out.
Well, something switched, and now he's got to fire his manager who he never planned on firing.
Turns out there's not much lead in that pencil.
Yeah, there is not. There is definitely not much. Much like that, my bones like you don't know what a pencil is. Coming up next here on the program. By the way, we will talk to Mike Bordick at 3 o'clock. But Orioles taking on the first place Mariners tonight. Start of a 3-game series. Bone and Ryan Ripken, BBT at 6 o'clock.
Cut from the same cloth.
How good are the Mariners? We'll preview next here on the Fan.
After I got the call, my first call was Edgar, and we had had some offensive difficulties during the season, and so that was the first person that I thought of, and he was a guy that had been around the organization as well, so he had existing relationships with a lot of the hitters, so it was a pretty easy fit, and the great thing about Edgar, we all got a chance to see him in his career, Hall of Fame career, but he's really a scientist of hitting, he's a student of hitting, he understands it.
So that's Dan Wilson, the manager of the Mariners, talking about bringing Mariner legend Edgar Martinez in as part of his coaching staff. Obviously, Edgar Martinez is in the Hall of Fame because of a great hitter that he was, as he spent most of his career as a DH. And
I think they call him the Cody Ashe of Seattle.
Yes, I think they do.
That's how he's referred to.
West Coast
the
Cody.
Pacific Northwest. I haven't been there in a minute, but I thought I heard that last time I was.
I like Seattle a lot.
Up there. That's a great town.
Yeah.
A lot of rain.
Yes.
That's not just a stereotype.
No, it's
hard earned.
I lived in Seattle and in Portland, Oregon, and it rains a lot. So, yeah. But Edgar Martinez stud, and they're hitting.
They are. This is a team that was led the league in strikeouts last year. They still strike out a lot, but only the seventh most. It's not as big of a problem as it was before. Last year, they were 22nd in the league in OPS. They're currently 12th. That's a significant gain. They've ticked up an on-base percentage. And last year, 12th in the majors in home runs. This year, 6th. It's still a limited lineup. Like, there's not a lot of there. Julio Rodriguez is having another pretty modest start to the season. Not his slowest start, but not a great one. He's slightly above league average with a 732 OPS. But they've got 5 players slugging 420 or higher, and that's really what's keeping them afloat. Polanco is giving them run production. Julio, while his numbers are not great, he does have 32 driven in.
That's double Adley and Gunner each.
Dylan Moore's got a nice run production rate going.
And then there's
big dumper Kyle Riley, who's on his own planet right now. We know they could pitch. They've always been able to pitch, although Kirby and a few guys have been hurt and it hasn't been maybe as great as it was a year ago. And they can really pitch at home in that ballpark where hitters say it's tough to pick the ball up. Cal Riley would be an AL MVP candidate right now.
And this lineup will also take a walk, too. They're 4th in walks, and they can run a little bit with 9th in stolen bases. But it's more of a well-rounded team this year because you gave those numbers last year. Their offense was dreadful, where their starting rotation was fantastic. Their pitching was fantastic. It's been more middle of the pack this year, 15th in team ERA. But like you said, they've had some injuries.
So you mentioned Cal Raleigh, who's having an awesome start to the season. Well, it's more than a start as we are now in June. Dan Wilson, skipper, talks about his catcher.
He was a little bit more advanced in terms of the mental side of the game. You know, his dad being a Division I baseball coach, he'd been around high-level baseball his whole life. And I think that really helped him develop quickly. And a guy that played every game at Florida State for 3 years behind the plate. So a guy that we knew was durable, was battle tested. And then his rise in our organization, he continued to get better and better each year. And how he has impacted our team at the major league level has been outstanding. And again, having a luxury of the five starters that we have and the catching crew that we have behind the plate, you've got a pretty good battery every night out there.
Cal Riley having an awesome year so far as he's hitting .264, 23 homers, 45 RBI, 6 steals. His on base, .379. His OPS is over 1,000. And he's only a year older than Adley Rutschman.
Yeah, he's the third-round pick in the 2018 draft. As we know, Adley's the first pick of the 2019 draft. He's a switch hitter like Adley, 28 years old, so half a year older than Adley. They've got comparable major league service time. Adley Rutschman has 57 home runs in his career. Cal Riley's got 23 this year. Since the start of the 2024 season, Adley Rutschman has 24 home runs in 201 games. Big Dumper's got 23 this year in 58 games, as many as Ohtani. Just think about that. Cal Riley has one fewer home run this year than Adley Rutschman has in his last 201 games. Adley also has a .690 OPS in his last 201 games.
But Adley surely's got a bunch of doubles, Jason.
Season. No. Here's Big Dumper this year has 33 extra base hits in 58 games. Adley has 54 extra base hits in his last 201 games.
Well, I feel like even Adley at his peak never had power anywhere close to Cal Riley.
We'll never know, Bone, because I don't think we're going to see
home
that
run derby
again. But again,
even prior to this year, he had 230 plus home run seasons. Adley's never had that.
Cal Riley's getting on base 38% of the time. Adley Rutschman got on base 38% of the time his first 2 years in the league. He gets on base 31% of the time since his last 2 years. Look, Cal Riley tied with Ohtani for home runs, seventh in RBIs with 45. He's third in slugging in Major League Baseball, .637. And he's in the top 25 and on base at .379. He is an aircraft carrier right now. He's the one guy you don't want to beat you. Again, as a switch hitter, he's a little harder to pitch around. But we've seen the Orioles repeatedly let the one guy you can't let beat you.
Oh, yeah.
Beat you.
James Wood in the Nats. Yeah.
Austin Hayes in the four-hole for the Reds. Did a whole lot of damage there. It's happened time and time again. So we'll see. But Cal Riley, Adley Rutschman don't belong in the same sentence right now.
Orioles and Mariners start a 3-game series tonight. Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 6. It's the Bone and Ryan Ripken cut from the same cloth and coming at you with BBT at 6 o'clock. But coming up next, he's a Hall of Famer for the other Oriole Hall of Famer. He's a part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew. Is Bordy more optimistic about the O's after winning 6-8? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.